Okay, good morning everyone. Continuing Hilchos Nido, the Chazer, packet 6C, Damba Ashtana. So the Gemara is on Nun Tesamid Beis in Nido. The Mishnah is the Machlokas in the Mishnah. There's two types of dam. When it comes to dam b'hashtana, there's two types of. You have dam b'soicha meiraglaim, and you have dam achra meiraglaim. You have two basic cases where the dam is in the meiraglaim, and then there's another case where the dam comes after the meiraglaim. Dam achra, it seems more like the dam achra meiraglaim is a little bit more straightforward. Could be a kesem or ra'iyah, but when the dam comes in the meiraglaim, right? When the dam comes in the meiraglaim, so then maybe the dam originated from the urinary tract and is not dam from the makor, and it's just dam maka, and she's tahor. Or maybe the dam took a detour and washed out some of the dam from the makor, and it's dam nida, and therefore she's tame. So if the dam is in the urine, so then it's possible it came from the makor, and we don't necessarily know. Is the dam in the urine come from the makor? Does the dam from the urine come from the urinary tract, and is it dam make? So there's a machlekes in the Mishnah over here. Nun Tesamid Beis, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi. Mishnah seems very straightforward on a first appearance. Haisha, the Mishnah reads, Haisha shehi oiset tzarechecha v'rasa dam. Rabbi Meir oimer, im oimedes tamea, v'im oishevis tahira. If she's standing, so then the dam that comes out with the Meir Glimes assumed to be dam nida, and she's tamea, and she's sitting. The dam that comes out is assumed to be dam maker, and she's tahor. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ben kach ben kach tahira. So the more asks, Maishna Oimedes, why according to Rabbi Meir, does Oimedes tamea? Ah, so the Gemara, the reason why Oimedes is tamea, the Amrinan may reglaim, hadu the makor, vayse dam. The dam took a detour. The dam took a detour and it brought down dam from the makor. It washed out dam from the makor. That's the problem of Oimedes. Oh, says Gemara, Yosheves Nami. Yosheves Nami should also be tamea. Name him Eraglaim Harad the Makor. I say dam. Say the same thing. Even by Yosheves could have the dam could have a detour, right? Isn't that possible? Isn't it possible that by Yosheves the dam could also have a detour? Amar Shmuel. The case of the Mishnah is Maznakis, right? Yeah, maybe it's possible by sitting that could happen, but that's not the case of the Mishnah, right? That's not the case. The case of the Mishnah is it came by Znekas, it came with a kluach, it came with a flow, the Rashi, the Makalachas, the cave of the Navka, be kluach. Since it comes out with this, a flow, ki orcha, like usual, lo dachiko, there was no squeezing or there's no confining that created the detour, velo hadar me reglaim, the makor, vein derech dam, makor, let's say it's in me reglaim. Right? If it's everything is going regular, so then it's not, the dam doesn't come, dam from the makor doesn't come with the meiraglaim. Aval shoyseses, if she is sitting, right, according to Rashi, this, aval shoyseses, idi de ukva anav shehu, v'ikah the meimach hadar ki ilu oimedes. So when Rashi says shoyseses, he means, but if she's sitting and it's shoyseses, if she's sitting and there's no kluach, it comes out dribbling, then we could say hadar. Then we could say the dam took a detour, right? Then it's possible to say aval oimedes. Ef sharla lezanek, but it's impossible according to Rashi. That she could stand and have a kiluach, a regular kiluach, and that's a very important issue. Okay, so Maznekes Rashi, Nami, Maznekas Nami. Maznekas Nami by the Yoshev as a Koni Rashi. Nihi the Lohada the Makor, right? If she's sitting and it came out with a Kiluach, so therefore it didn't have a detour, right? Because that's what the Kiluach shows us. The Kiluach shows that it came out. If there was a detour, then it wouldn't have to come out with a Koyach. But Maznekas shows that it came straight out. It didn't have the detour. So Nihi the Lohada the Makor. We understand that it didn't have a detour and bring down dumb from the Makor. That's understood. Mihu man lemalan the behande may reclaim also the name of the name of vaday lav mimakor hu. Who's going to tell us that it's not dumb nida? Okay, it didn't take the detour, but who's going to tell us it's not dumb nida? Dilma, where it says Dilma baser the tamu maya aser dumb. In the case where she's sitting and there's a kiluach, it's still possible it's dumb nida because once she finished the meiraglaim, then the dam nida came. Right? Rashi Dilma Basud the Tamu Maya Asadam. Maybe after the urination was completed, the dam came. Mimakor, the dam came from the core. Velo machmas meiraglaim. That's a possibility. So the Gemara tells us there's a couple of more details to Yosheves. Yosheves has a couple of more akimtas. We're limiting what the case of Yosheves is. Amar Rabbi Abba, Yosheves al Sfas Asefel. Yosheves here is specifically when she's seated on the side, on the rim, umaznekes, besoich asefel, and it's still maznekes, and there's the cloth went into the sefel. Vanim sadam besoich asefel. Right? And the dam is found at the bottom of the sefel. That's our case. That's our case of Yosheves. She's sitting on the side, and there was maznekes into the seifel, and the dam was found in the seifel. The im isa the basa the tamu maya asa. If it was in fact that the dam, it was dam nida that came after the completion of the urination, al svas a seifel iboy liish dekuche. We should have found the dam on the side, but we didn't find it on the side. We found it at the bottom. We found it in the seifel. We found it at the bottom of the seifel, and it got there through the propulsion of the meiraglaim. Therefore, the dam came in the meiraglaim. It's not dam after the meiraglaim. It's dam that came with the meiraglaim. So dam that came with the meiraglaim is dam maka, because there's no detour, because it was maznekes. There's no detouring. And it was... it came with the Meir Glaim, so therefore it's dumb Makim. Because if it was dumb that came after the Meir Glaim, it wouldn't have been propelled down into the bottom of the Seifel. It would have been found on the Svas Seifel. Okay, so there's a Machlekas over here between Rashi and the Rush, right? Maznekes. Shmuel says b'maznekes. Rashi says Maznekes can only apply to Yosheves. Right? Rashi says Maznekes only applies to Yosheves. But Omedes is, according to Rashi, Omedes is always two things wrong. According to Rashi, Omedes is Omedes, standing, and Shoiseses, and dribbling. Right? You never have, according to Rashi, Omedes and Maznekes. You don't have Omedes and a Kiluach. That just doesn't happen. And since that's the case, so Rebbe Meir is being Metame. Rebbe Meir is being Metame when it really, with Tarte de Riusa, as the Rush will say. Rebbe Meir is being Metame with Tarte de Riusa. She's standing and she shows us, according to Rashi. That's Rashi's understanding of Rebbe Meir. And there, and if that's the akimta of Oimedes, according to Rashi, so then Rebbe Yossi is being very makel, right? Rebbe Meir is understandable why she metame her. It looks like, since it's not coming out with Kiluach, it looks like it's an indication that the dam had a detour. And it went up to the Makor and brought down dam. And that's why it's dribbling. And that's Rashi's akimta. And Rebbe Yossi is being very makel. He's saying, Afal Pikein, she's still Tahara. Right? So even though it's tarta, Rebbe Meir is is saying when it's tarti l'riusa, she's tameh. Rav Yossi is being very, very mekel to say she's tahora. So certainly, you know, certainly according to Rav Yossi, if he's very mekel by tarti l'riusa, so certainly he's going to be mekel by chad l'riusa. And others by Yoshefes and Shoiseses, certainly Rav Yossi is going to be mekel. The Rush says, well, it's possible that Maznekes applies to the Reisha, right? According to the Rush, Maznekes is the kimta of the whole Mishnah. Whether Amedes, whether Yoshevis, Maznekes applies to both. Right? Maznekes applies to both. And therefore, since Maznekes is the kimta of Amedes, right, that our Mishnah now, the Machlokes Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yossi is by Omedes and Maznekes. Rebbe Meir is being Machmer now. Rebbe Meir is saying if she's standing and there's a Kiluach, it's Maznekes, then she's Tamea. And Rebbe Yossi is saying, no, that's only Chad L'Riusa, she's standing. Right? That's only Chad L'Riusa, she's standing. And I'm not going to be talking about that. And that's the machlokas of the Mishnah. Machlokas in the Mishnah is on Medes and Maznekes, because according to the Rush, Maznekes, it's possible for Isha to stand and have a kiluach. And therefore, when Shmuel says, but Maznekes, it's not just applying to Yosheves, it's also applying to Medes. And that is the machlokas of the Mishnah. The machlokas of the Mishnah is on this Chad L'Riusa. All she's standing and she has it and it's Maznekes. And on that, Rabbi Yoshi says, no, we're not going to matam her for that. It's coming out with a kaluach. There's no indication that there was a harder dam the makor of icy dam. There's no indication that there's a detour and the meiruglaim went up to the makor and washed out the dam. And therefore, Rabbi Yoshi is going to be matai here by Omedes. That's the machlokas Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yoshi according to the Rush. Is Omedes and Maznekes. We would change it to Tartu the Riusa. It's Omedes and the Choiceses. She's standing and it's dribbling. There's an indication that the Dom had a detour. There, even Rabbi Yossi would be Matame, right? Because whatever Rabbi Meir is being Matahir, Rabbi Yossi's Rabbi Meir is being Matame, Rabbi Yossi is going to argue on. And the Rush is saying the Machlekes is on Chad L'Riusa when she's Omedes and Maznekes. And on that, Rabbi Yossi is going to be Mekel. But if we change the case, we have a new case. We have Omedes and Shoiseses, Tarti L'Riusa, that Rabbi Yossi will Matame. So, it seems to be that there's a machlokes in the Metzius. We don't usually want to say that, but we'll say that for simplicity's sake here. There's a machlokes between the Rosh and Rashi, whether Maznekes is possible by Omedes. And since the Rosh holds it's possible, then when Shmuel says Maznekes, that's the akimta not only of Yosheves, it's the akimta of Omedes. And Rabbi Yossi is arguing, saying Omedes and Maznekes is Tahor, but if we would have Tarti L'Riusa, it would not be Maznekes, it would be Shoiseses. Omedes and Shoiseses, Tarti L'Riusa, even then Rabbi Yossi would be Metame. So the Machlokes in the Metzius, whether Maznekes is possible by Omedes, affects how the Akimta of the basic Machlokes of the Mishnah. According to Rashi, Maznekes is not possible by Omedes, so the Rabbi Meir is, Rabbi Yossi is being very mekel. He's being Matahar even though it's Omedes and Shoiseses. Because according to Rashi, it's not possible to have Omedes without Shoiseses. So that is the Akimta. So it comes out a machlokes between the Ramah and the Mechaber, right? The Mechaber Paskins. The Mechaber Paskins, like the Rambam, it seems like the Rambam is going like Rashi, that Rabbi Meir is being Metame in a case of Tarti L'Riusa. Rabbi Meir is being Metame by Tarti L'Riusa, And therefore, Rabbi Yossi is arguing on Tartarusa, even though it's a Medus and a Choicesis. Afal Pikain, Rabbi Yossi is being Mekel, and the Gemara says we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, so the Rambam is paskining like Rabbi Yossi, according to the understanding that Rabbi Yossi is being Metaher, even Tartarusa. But the Rosh understands the Machlokas of the Mishnah is in a limited case of Oimedes and Mazneques, but Rabbi Yossi would be Metame by Oimedes and Shoisesis. So the Ramah Paskins, like, I think the Ramah Paskins, at least in one day, like the Rush, that Rabbi Yossi will be Metame, even though she's Oimedes. It goes against the simple reading of the Mishnah. It's not, the Rush makes sense. It's just when you read the Mishnah, it sounds not that way. So it's interesting, this Machlokas and Metzios, seemingly. Maybe we would want to say they're arguing on what Maznekas is. They're not arguing on Metzios, they're arguing on maybe on what Maznekas is. But it seems that, it's interesting how the Machlokas and Metzios affects what Maznekas applies to. So Maznekas apply to only Yosheves, or according to the Rush, it applies also to Medes, and that will change the halacha. Rabbi Yossi is only going to be Metaher Chad the Riusa, but it's Tar to the Riusa, he'll be Metame, and that makes a difference in halacha. Okay, so I think we'll stop there. Any questions?
Yeah.
Sorry? Yeah, sorry, I can hear you. What did you say? According to the Rush, if you had Chad the Tzivuso, she is Tahara, yeah. Yeah, it's only Tarte the Riusa that Rabbi Yossi is going to Mitame. Right? Rabbi Meir, according to the Rush, the Machlokas of the Mishnah, is Omedes and Maznekes. Omedes, and there's a Kaluach. And on that, Rabbi Meir is Machmer. He's saying, well, maybe, I'm not sure the story of Rabbi Meir, but he's Machmer. Rabbi Yossi is saying, well, there's no indication that the Dom had a detour because it's coming out with a Kaluach, it's coming out with a force. So that if it did indeed have a detour, so then it wouldn't come out with a force. So Rabbi Yossi is saying, The dam that we're seeing in the Meir Glaim is not because it had a detour. It's a dam that's coming from a dam Makkah. But if it would be Tartid Reusa, if it'd be Oimedes and Shoisesis, Rabbi Yossi is not going to be so makel, right? Oimedes and it's dribbling, so that's an indication that it had a detour. And the dam went up to the Makor and it washed it out. It's bringing out dam Nida. So Rabbi Yossi is not going to be Mekel. He will be Metame by Tarte the Riusa. Right, the Ramah passes like Rabbeinu Chanan. Yeah, so... Yeah, the Ramah brings a whole... Right. So the first day, though, that the Ramah brings is V'yeshom ed'ein l'chatir ela b'yosheves v'hashtina aval b'oimedes im mekalachas l'soch ha'seifel v'nimtzadam tahor aval im shoysin al seifel al sas ha'seifel v'nimtzadam Tameo, Hoyol, Homakot, Sarva, Choizen, Makor, and maybe Dumb. So, I was just meant the first day of the Ramah, that the Ramah is going like the tour and the Rush. I didn't mean, the Ramah brings another Yeshoimrim, and there's a whole bunch of, it's a big Ramah. But yeah, I just meant to say, the first day in the Ramah, seems to be going like the Rush. Yeah, I'm not, yeah, we're just going to do that for today. All right. Okay, Shkoyach. All right, thank you. Have a good day.